SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
Regardless of where you grew up, a healthy family, it sounds like a relative idea, right? I'm Scott on SOS Radio. No, family's perfect. During this whole season with all the stay-at-home orders, we're spending a lot more time with those people we love. And our cracks sometimes get a little bit exposed. And we're talking with Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SOS Radio. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
It's been such an interesting season. You know, when we think about family function, we want to think that we have a healthy family, but no one's perfect.
No, it's true. Every family has problems. And lots of times the problems that families have, they don't even realize that there are problems and they don't recognize that they may be part of the problem. So in my book, Hidden Behaviors That Destroy Families, I recognize the behaviors that often are hidden that people don't realize are happening in their own family. And then I provide solutions to these problems so that every family can have a healthy, functioning family. Because it's unrealistic to have a family without problems. That just isn't going to happen. That's not reality. However, having a healthy family means looking at the problems that we have, recognizing them, first of all, and then being able to process them through in the right way so that we can maintain good, loving relationships.
We're talking about hidden behaviors that really destroy our family and ultimately destroy the relationships beneath the surface. We're talking with Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SWS Radio. It's interesting because I dig through your book. I see a lot of things like how to apologize in the right way and how to handle negative talk, how to offer constructive criticism. You know, when you violated someone's trust, when you want to recover from breaking trust or that you're dealing with the sense of belonging. It's interesting because so many of these challenges also have an element that we don't know how to communicate with those we love, and we trigger things or we annoy them or we approach things in an accusatory way, and our style is different than theirs. Let's talk about communication for a minute.
Yes, communication in a relationship is key. It's the foundation of any relationship. And oftentimes with our family members, we think, well, they know us. We can just say whatever we want. And so we tend to be more liberal with our words and the way we communicate with our family. And it tends to get a little harsh. And that's how families are often, their relationships are damaged or destroyed. And it has a lot to do with how we approach our family members and the tone that we use, along with the words. But often, because we become so comfortable, we think, oh, well, I can say this, they're family. But really, they're still human beings and they are going to have their feelings hurt. So we have to be conscious of how we are approaching our family relationships and how we do speak with our family members. If anything, our family members deserve extra love, care, and kindness because they are the people that mean the most to us in our lives.
Communication is so tough because the way that we just want to get things out there ruffles a lot of feathers and it offends people sometimes. And I think most people want to be understood. And so if we can start in our communication with a posture of trying to understand the other person before ourselves trying to be understood, I think we can start to see some breakthrough.
Yes, absolutely. That's a phrase I use often in the book is, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to see it from their perspective, because that is how you're going to get to the heart of things. If you can identify with them and their situation, you're going to become more empathetic. You're going to become more compassionate and understanding of what they're going through. Because, you know, usually in most situations, it's not a right or wrong. Often there's something somewhere in between. And you have to come to that middle ground by being able to look at the other person and put yourself in their shoes to see it from their perspective as well.
We're talking with Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SWS Radio. We're really digging into some of the behaviors underneath the surface that ultimately destroy our families. And no one says, hey, I want to be the one that destroys my family. But a lot of times the way that we act and the way that we're selfish and the way that our pride creeps in and takes root, it does destroy our foundation with the relationships we have with the people we love.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And pride has a lot to do with it. We're all human beings and we all have this tendency to want to protect and preserve ourselves and our emotional being. In doing that, sometimes we step on our family members' toes. We harden ourselves and so that we can't get hurt. But in doing so, we often become uncaring to the ones around us. The, you know, our loved ones, they are the people that are most important in our lives. So we need to be willing to take down that guard, to be emotionally vulnerable, and to look at the heart of the matter and what's really going on.
Let's talk about the failure to accept differences for a minute. We're talking with Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SWS Radio. We're talking about the hidden behaviors that really ultimately destroy our families. And in your book, you dig into a whole lot of behaviors, but one of those is that we all want to be known. We all want to be understood, but we forget that each person in our family was created differently. We communicate differently. Our heart responds differently, and we think differently. But in a family, we want to celebrate the values we have, and we try to pull people together, but it doesn't always work like that.
Yes, you're right. You know, we can have two kids that grow up in the exact same home, and they can end up being polar opposites. They can have different religious views, different political views. They can be on polar opposite ends of the spectrum on every value and topic on the planet. It happens, even when they're raised in the same exact home. And so a lot of times we want our family to think the way that we think because we want people to be like us, especially our loved ones. We think, oh, well, if we could all just think the same, we could all be happier. Well, that's a nice ideal, but it's not going to happen. Everybody is different. We were created differently. We were all created uniquely and with our own gifts and talents. But with that, we're going to have differences in views and the way we do things, especially the way we parent and raise our own families. And we need to be able to accept the differences that our families have and accept them where they're at, because that is one of the greatest forms of love, is accepting the person where they're at and who they are right in that moment, not trying to change them, not trying to put them into some certain mold that you want. As families, we need to accept people right where they're at in that moment in time.
When this whole quarantine season first began, we were hearing things like 2 weeks, maybe a month. But as those weeks just continue to be added to our state's recovering plans, it just gets stressful. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SWS Radio. And we've been talking about behaviors that destroy our families. And when we're hanging out with our family 24/7 and our kids have been off school, this is going to be a long summer, Dr. Battles. What can we do to communicate better with our kids when they get stressed at the way we talk to them and they get frustrated with us telling them, hey, I need you to do this. I need you to do these chores. I need you to contribute. And they just want to shut down.
Right, right. And sitting down is not healthy, obviously, during this time. We need to, first and foremost, set up a routine and structure in the household. That is one of the best ways to help our children cope with stress and anxiety. When we have unknown certainty and unknown situations, it creates a feeling of instability. Well, we can regain some stable ground by simply instituting a daily structure and routine. And this means instituting bedtimes, making sure that you have bedtimes for your children, even though they're not going to school, we still need to have bedtimes as a set routine. Same thing with wake-up times and school hours, what time you start homeschool and what time it should end, and set up times for meal times as well. Those routine and structure are what will help them to cope with the situation. And it also helps them understand their responsibilities. You know, if you have a list of chores, you know, certain things that they're supposed to get done on Monday and Tuesday and the rest of the week, then you don't have to be hounding them and saying, hey, you need to do this or you need to do that. It's more, hey, this is a routine for this day. Go look at your chart, see what you haven't gotten done today. You know, it becomes a lot less stressful for the parent and having to hound their child when the child already knows what's expected of them in this situation.
We're talking about the behaviors that can have an ability to really tear apart our families and hurt our relationships today with author and family relationship specialist Magdalena Battles on SWS Radio. Magdalena, in your new book, you talk about how we should avoid putting off criticism or correction unless we can actually help that person in our family overcome their fault or understand their errors.
Right. Yes. One thing that families tend to do is they think that because they're family that they have the right to criticize their family members, and they think they're being helpful. They think what they're saying is, well, I'm saying it because I care about them and I want them to change. Well, really, that's not helpful. The only time you really should tell somebody what is wrong with them is if you are willing to step up to the plate and walk alongside them and help them through that situation. So, for example, if you have a family member that is dealing with an addiction, well, you can't just confront them and say, you have a problem, you need to go to rehab. That's not helpful, and it isn't a loving approach. The true loving approach that's going to make a difference and actually help bond your relationship is say, look, let's sit down. I know you have a problem and I want to help you address this problem. I've researched some rehabs. I've also found some ways that we can get it paid for. I really want to help you. Here are the options. I want to walk alongside you and help you through this every step of the way. So I think that's what is different than most people in the way that they think about criticism. They think they can just say it and get the person to change. Well, that's not really helpful. It just comes out as insulting. Rather, we should, if we're going to use criticism, constructive criticism, I should say, we should be able to have the ability to walk alongside them and provide solutions to help them through that situation.
Anybody can say I'm sorry, but a true apology goes a whole lot deeper than just spoken words. We're talking with Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SOS Radio. What are some of the elements of a true, genuine apology if we want to get a breakthrough?
A true, a genuine apology is when they're truly remorseful, first and foremost, when they own up to what they have done wrong, but also they're able to put themselves in the other person's shoes and understand, try to understand how much they've hurt this person and how they hurt this person. So a true apology will involve some self-reflection and looking at why did I do this and how did it actually affect this person? And putting yourself in that other person's shoes to try to find some empathy, and you need to approach them with true remorse and never ever blaming the other person, because that's just going to create more hard feelings and more of a broken relationship. You know, broken trust in a relationship is something that can sever relationships and it can cause estrangement. So we have to be very careful about how we go about repairing when we've made a mistake and not blame them, but then, you know, empathize with them, see it from their perspective, and then give a heartfelt apology with ways that you want to right the situation, because that's also important. You know, $10,000 and you haven't paid them back, then you need to say, you know, I'm sorry, I know this affected you. You can't just move on. You know, you need to make some efforts to repay the money. If you don't have the money, then set up a payment plan for the next 5 years. Whatever you need to do to make the situation right and show that you truly are remorseful through your actions.
Now, Dr. Battles, do you see a difference between saying, I forgive you and I trust you, or do you feel like those go hand in hand?
When there's broken trust, just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that they get 100% trust back. Trust needs to be earned. So forgiving means that you forgive them in your heart and that you're not going to have hard feelings against them. You're not going to have hatred or anger or keep bringing up the issue that happened. So you're willing to forgive and move forward. However, they need to rebuild that trust. And that's not something that comes instantaneously. And that is something that both sides need to understand as they move forward.
We're talking to Dr. Magdalena Battles today at SWS Radio, and she has a brand new book. It's called Six Hidden Behaviors That Destroy Families. It's really about strategies for healthier and more loving relationships. Thanks for calling in and sharing today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for streaming Scott Harrell's podcast from SOS Radio.
If you're one of our regular listeners,
would you consider giving it a 5-star rating?
It really helps spread the word.